Good evening, welcome to Minor Chord here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Muncie and Lake Charles. This evening's program will be Southern Rock Bands, that is, bands south of the Mason-Dixon line. We'll start things off with some ZZ Top, Waiting for the Bus, plus Jesus Just Left Chicago.
We'll be right back.
That was Allman Brothers Band with Midnight Rider. This is Duane Allman. He's playing a 1959 Sunburst Les Paul. He was also on the 1970 album Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs by Derek and the Dominoes that we played a couple of nights ago. He is also the number two guitarist on the rock guitarists of all time, only preceded by Jimi Hendrix. Before that, we heard Take the Highway by the Marshall Tucker Band. That's Toy Caldwell on guitar. Eyewitness accounts say it was a Les Paul through several stacks of Fender Twins, 4-6 Twins. A lot of times he plays with his thumb. Before that, we heard ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons on guitar, the granddaddy of tone. He is a editor for the Tone Quest Report. To quote him directly, that is a straight guitar into an amp, a 1955 Strat with a S-top tailpiece through a 1969 Marshall Super Lead 100. The fuzz sound in the lead is the front and the back of the composition is just pure tube distortion. You've been listening to the Minor Chord. We're doing some Southern Rock bands this evening. We're going to keep going along here with some Blackfoot Train. Oh,
down from your door. I woke up this morning, I had them states were blue.
That was the Allman Brothers with Statesboro Blues. That was live at the Fillmore East. That is considered to be one of the greatest live albums, live rock albums of all time by several people, several outlets. You should look up online. There's a very funny and interesting story about the cover picture taken on that album. It's truly a great album. They have two drummers. Later on, we'll hear from someone else who has two drummers. Before that, you heard Black Ark, Arkansas, Moonshine Sonata. They played Jim Dandy, which is played quite a lot on classic rock stations around the country. Jim Dandy and the guitar players played a lot of instruments. They stole their first rig from a local high school and had to give it all back later and pay for it. Before that, we heard Blackfoot with Train Train. It was Ricky Medlock. Played a Gibson Explorer. He also later played with Lynyrd Skynyrd. And there was another group member from Black Oak, Arkansas, who played with Lynyrd Skynyrd. You've been listening to Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. You can visit us online at KRVS.org. You can see podcasts, news and events, local news, local events, upcoming events, and you can click on that big red donate button. You can also check out playlists and podcasts of this recording and many others on KRVS.org. Up next, we are going to hear from the Outlaws, another great southern rock band out of Florida. They were called Florida's Rock and Roll Army. As a Hugh Thompson plays a Strat, there are three guitar players, Henry Paul and Steve Grisham, Hugh Thompson. One plays a Strat, another one plays a Les Paul, and they switch back and forth between who's on lead. They also have two drummers, and we are going to listen to a live rendition of Green Grass and High Tides. ¶¶
Yeah.
Cause I don't believe my final soul to set it free. But I still believe I know this time will be your key. Time and time again, I'm thankful for a peace of mind. I hope I find myself a bunch of keys again around me. Faces cherry or you. Faces cherry.
Play one more Southern Rock artist here on KRVS Minor Chord. We're going to listen to Molly Hatchet, Dreams I'll Never See.